quite a high proportion of low equity loans, but that doesn't take away from the fact that the government has got this wrong, and obviously they're not going to consider that as a very bad policy result.
Well,
so
it's been the first time buyers.
Suggest they weren't thinking, well, they weren't listening, sorry.
The Reserve Bank or ASB?
No, the ASB weren't listening.
I think the problem is vivacious. He told us that they had the world's best monetary policy. He then told us he was engaged in dialogue with the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank then ignored him and have come up with a policy which is not helping New Zealanders get under our own.
So
well,
is
the
LDR policy being going against government messages and government intentions in terms of those first-time buyers?
As I understand it, the government took so long to make its intentions clear. The Reserve Bank ran off on its own. Labour's policy is, at least on an interim basis, to exempt first-time buyers from those LDRs.
Our Labour's poll shows the majority of New Zealanders opposed to the LBRs and their implementation. Do you think that's going to
happen in the way? Yes, I do. No, I think that's a bigger issue. It's the lack of coordination between the Minister, the Treasury and the Reserve Bank, which is just showing that this government's losing control over economic direction.
And they're supposed to have independence there, aren't they?
Independent? Yeah. In here, doesn't it? It's supposed to be independent?
Yes, but this is a new area for the Reserve Bank. I mean, let's just wind the clock back. The Minister of Finance for years, when Labour was suggesting that they need to look at issues like this, said they didn't need to, that they already had quite the world's best monetary policy. So he was very late to the game. The Reserve Bank actually took our advice and started looking at a range of tools like this. Then, late, the Minister entered into a memorandum of understanding with the Governor, which included macro-prudential tools, which included the What they didn't do was set out clearly enough, early enough, their expectations that this should include an exemption for first-time buyers. And we believe that should be in place.
So Labour would leave LBRs in place to exempt first-time buyers?
At least on an interim basis while we're shaking down Kiwi Bill with capital gains tax. Yes, that would be.
What's an interim basis?
Well, until we see the full effect of capital gains tax and Kiwi Bill is well in the way, we will be getting an exemption for first-time buyers.
Do LBRs lose all relevance if you do exempt?
No, they don't. I think you'd still have at least half the aggregate impact on
the LBRs. How do you give effect to a carve-out of first-time buyers without compromising the independence of the Reserve Bank?
Well, maybe in respect of this particular policy, more thought needs to be given between the intersection of the bank's macro-prudential approach, which is not just pure monetary policy, and the government's broader housing objectives. It's not wrong for a government to manage housing policy.
So you're suggesting changing the relationship between the Reserve Bank and the government?
Suck in your breath. We've already said that we're going to be amending the Reserve Bank Act. Yes, we'd want to have a look at that.
The LVRs aren't permanent anyway. So there's an intention for the double track to remove.
There may well be, but in the meantime, many New Zealanders are being knocked out of our first home market at the same time the government continues to give tax subsidy to speculators.
Isn't it
one more example of National having one set of rules for fat cats and another for struggling, hardworking New Zealanders?
Isn't it worse to see a housing bubble burst, though?
Well, if the government cared about the housing bubble, they bring in a capital gains tax like every other civilised country in the world.
Graham Wheeler says that people with low deposits are the first ones who don't care if there is a housing shortage. Aren't you worried about those people being encouraged to have low deposit loans if they carve out first-time buyers from
Yes, that's a fair thing, and that's what our you should put one policy in isolation. Housing is a complex area. You have to look at the intersection of supply, demand, tax policy, which is exactly Labour's policy does. The government is playing catch-up. They're all over the map. They can't coordinate between the Treasury, Housing and the Reserve Bank, and Kiwis are paying the price. They're being locked out. At the same time, the government perpetuates a tax subsidy for fat cat speculators. It's a mess.
Talk about playing catch-up. That's what Oracle seems to be doing at America's company.
They are playing catch-up. My Red Sox are waiting, but I'm as nervous about New Zealand's. This is just getting too close for comfort.
If they didn't bring home the cup, would it affect funding?
Well, if we don't bring home the cup, we won't be hosting it, so it'll be a different package. Let's just keep our fingers, toes and our Red Sox crossed that we win the next race.
Submission of it, his weekly meeting notes with Doc, and he showed that he was told about the submission and the direction of the submission. action was taken. Has he been misleading?
I think there's a lot of myth around this issue. Suddenly, after Nick Smith's meeting with his officials, a 34-odd-page document turned into two paragraphs. He said that he had access to it, but he didn't read it. And I think he's dancing on the head of the pin. I think there's a lot more to come out about this story.
Do you think he's had his hand in this? Because he's now blaming his officials.
I'd say he's had his arm in it.
Can I just clarify, if the Reserve Bank doesn't accept first-time buyers as an exemption, you would legislate if the LVR was still in place when you were the government?
I haven't decided and haven't been briefed on what the exact best mechanism, but our policy objective is clear, which is on an interim basis, pending the full effect of our Kiwi Bill and capital gains tax policies, we would be looking at an exemption for first-time buyers. We are very critical that the government has ham-fisted this. They are not coordinated across departments.
Not my area.
Ordinary keys are part of the price, meanwhile the tax exemption that speculators carries more of the same from the key government.
Have you got a
meeting? What's the perception there? Given that there was a 32-page report, a meeting with the Minister, the very next day it's scratched and it's
scratched. I think the implication is there for all to see. The Minister climbed into this, the Minister didn't want docs submitting nitrate levels because he didn't want them in against the big irrigation interests that are behind the dam. And I think the Minister's got a lot of explaining to do. This is not the first time the Minister's overextended himself, blamed officials, and I understand white officials already resigned.
Do you accept his explanation that officials, this was sloppiness on the part of senior managers for taking a draft submission to him?
Yes, sloppiness on the
changing
part.
It suddenly to that.
Sloppiness on the part of officials.
You
said
that one
I've been briefed on reports that one news agency
Have you got any comment on Matthew Hoopman's claim that you've lied over Fonterra and your involvement in it?
I have a one-word comment about that. I will be providing documentation to anyone who's interested to prove that I was involved in a case with the Boston Consulting Group advising that the NZ Dairy Board on merger options.
What's the one word?
The one word I used, I tweeted the word bollocks, because that is the technical term for Mr. Hoopman's intervention.
Are you thinking about legal action?
Not Mr. Hoopman's a gadfly, doesn't deserve it.
Speaking of tweets, Keir Parent's tweet during the election campaign, did that have any bearing on
it? Absolutely not.
What did you think of her, the way she handled herself during the election campaign?
That's irrelevant to the last year yesterday. That was a portfolio that's reshuffled. She has got some new responsibilities, and she's going to have to look at what we're